what have you heard about the outbreak at that warehouse?
The Centralia warehouse had staff of over about 100 people that tested positive, which caused, you know, Lewis County health officials to shut the operation down. So they went into 1 week of deep cleaning, and everybody was off work except for the sanitation crew and a skeleton crew that had tested negative twice already. Their opening plan is all based on the two negative test results before they can come back to work.
Got it. Do you have a sense of the timing of what that'll be?
So they were able to open up within the first week, which was, I think, August 7th, with a skeleton crew and minimal freight orders. So they had cut off all frozen, all grocery orders, and stayed with perishables, which was basically meat and dairy. As people become available, they're adding more and more to the shifts, but they figure it's going to take 8 weeks to get back up to full strength that they were before the outbreak. So we're into week three right now. So it could be about 5 more weeks that we're going to see impacts. We have a smaller SKU set that they're allowing us to order through both the Billings, Montana warehouse and the Stockton warehouse. And they're being shifted as the orders come in and seeing what they can pick. We'll see how that goes. Our first order that we've put in was a rather sizable order where we only got 86 cases. The second order we had placed was, you know, in the 700s just to fill holes, and I got 130 cases out of that order. So the next order, I cut it down, just trying to keep it simple for the picking crew, and we'll see how much we get at the end of the week.
What kinds of products are you seeing the most delays in or shortages in?
Right now, the things you're seeing the most shortages in are nationwide. Yeah, I mean, plastics were a huge deal, so anything that came in a plastic container, Ocean Spray, Gatorade, Capri Sun, even laundry detergents, they all use plastics. Those took a hit. Right now, Nabisco is having an issue being able to ship, and that's, again, nationwide. If we get this last order that I placed, you know, we've got a little bit of everything in there so that we can start filling up the shelves better. And they showed inventory on hand when the order was placed, so whether they can ship it or not is the question.
Is there anything you'd want to say to customers about what to expect or anything else?
We just appreciate the understanding, and we are getting back up as fast as possible. We've explored just about every route we have on the West Coast to get product shipped, and pretty much we're stuck with where we are right now. We do have extra things coming in, so we should be okay within about 2 weeks.